Actually, this is glue on. Yeah, spray on. So I do have to look. Something to talk about.
Really cool.
Yeah, you can buy them online.
How much does it cost?
I broke my arm pretty bad playing basketball. It was a compound fracture on top.
Ooh.
Yeah, just a bunch of white steel on both bones. I've got a screw you can see. I've got a button. I've got 60 screws and 2 feet white.
Can you, like, not go through a metal detector when you're flying?
Not with my watch. I have my metal watch and this. It'll do it. If I take my watch off, I'm good. Okay. Do we have everybody? Counselors, can you take a look around? We missing a few? Y'all look around. Students, you look around too. See if you're missing. See anybody missing?
I don't see anyone missing.
Everybody look except Robert. Robert, don't look. Robert.
These your pajamas.
I totally thought they were like plaid shorts. Wait,
I just can tell you what.
What's the all camp challenge?
They have a little flannel thing on them.
Here's a better introduction. I need to give Danny a better introduction. Everyone, this is Danny Mitchell.
Hello.
Danny is a good friend of mine. We've done much. We've done not so much. Today he's going to tell you much. There you go. Okay, here's the good news. This is the last time this week you are going to be forced to sit on the concrete rock. Alright, that's the bad news then, if that's your reaction. You guys have switched sides every day. Is that a game or is that just...
I don't understand why.
You just have gone back and forth. Okay. Good. We're going to talk about a thing called glorification today. Glorification. And I'm not an emotional person. Like, I'm pretty much flat line with everything. You can't get me to go too high this way or too low that way. But I have to admit, I crybabied when I was working on this talk for some reason. Something hit me and I began to cry and then cried a lot and then I looked around to make sure everybody was looking. So if I cry, I don't even know if I will, I probably won't, but if I did, just kind of look away. It makes me really nervous when people look at me when I'm emotional. So that's sort of the foundation. Here it is. Glorification for us today. Just think about it this way. It's the completion of the process of redemption that we've been talking about all week with regeneration, justification, two kinds of sanctification, and now this. It is the attainment of our goal as Christians, and it speaks of the time when Christ is going to return, when our King is going to return, and He's going to redeem all of His people and all of creation. Okay, so that's sort of what we're going to be talking about today. There are three key passages that, if you're taking notes and want to look at these later, you can. I'm not even going to open my Bible today. I'm just going to tell you some things from the Bible, and then you'll have to go back and look. But there are three key passages in the Bible that speak to the kind of things that I'm going to be talking about. The first is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, running through chapter 5, verse 11. Yes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, and then it runs through chapter 5, verse 11. The second passage of interest with this topic is Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 18. And just keep reading from verse 18 for 10 or 12 or 15 verses.
And what chapter is that?
Romans chapter 8. And then the last one, I mean, there are many in the Bible. These are big chunks of scripture you can look at. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which has been talked about all throughout the week. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Okay, so here's a little bit of illustration for you to begin to think about what I'm talking about. When I was 14, I wanted more than anything for Christmas a shotgun. And I didn't just want a shotgun, I wanted a particular kind. I wanted a 20-gauge pump-action Remington shotgun. I had never shot a shotgun. I didn't know what they were like. I just wanted one. And so I let everybody know that I want everybody that mattered with, you know, the money, that I wanted a shotgun for Christmas. And I talked about it, and I, you know, moaned about it. And about 2 weeks out, I started to investigate around the house to see if they'd gotten me my shotgun. You've all done that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No? Wow. Okay, so there was no shotgun in my house. So then I started thinking, hey, maybe it's at my grandparents' house. So I started snooping in my grandparents' house. And I found my shotgun in my grandparents' closet. This was about 2 weeks out from Christmas. And from that moment on, after I peeked in the closet, I couldn't wait to get my shotgun. Now, here's the thing. I had no concept about a shotgun. I just knew I wanted one. And so Christmas Day came, I got the shotgun, and I went outside to shoot it, okay? And we had these old pumpkins. And so I went outside and I shot the shotgun, and I didn't hold it tight enough, and it bruised my shoulder. But it blew the pumpkin everywhere. So it's really cool thing, right? So here's the thing. I took a sneak peek and I found what I wanted, but I didn't really understand what it was going to mean for my life. And that's how I think about glorification. I've taken a sneak peek in the Bible, and I've seen something I want so badly I can hardly wait. But I don't actually know completely what it's going to look like or feel like. So I'm going to tell you some things about it. My sneak peek that I found was in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, when John tells us that there's going to be a day when Christ returns and we're going to be made like Him. And so I peeked in the closet and I seen that I can't wait. But I don't understand how much power that is and what it actually means. But I'm going to tell you 6 reasons I can't wait today. And I know it sounds like a lot, but we'll go through them quickly. The 6 reasons I can't wait for glorification. Number 1, because I'm tired of people dying. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 26 tells us that death is the last enemy that will be destroyed at Christ's return. Later in the same chapter, Paul, quoting Old Testament prophets, tells us that, gives this challenge to death. He says, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. I said that weird. Yeah. There's a song like that. I started to say, that's called Death Is Ended. I don't know if you know it, but sorry about that. So here's the thing. Death, at Christ's return, and at our ultimate redemption, and our glorification, death is defeated. And redemption and glorification are about the effects of sin being totally defeated in my life, and that includes death. And so I can't wait for glorification because I'm tired of people dying. The second reason I can't wait for glorification is because I don't really like how I look, and I often don't like how I feel. Christ returning and in my glorification, it means that He's coming to give me a new glorified, resurrected body. Philippians 3, chapter 21, chapter 3, verse 21, says that I'm going to receive a glorious body when Christ returns. You as well, all of us. And then again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 to 44, says that my perishable body will become imperishable, which means this: there'll be no more sickness, no more body image problems, no more getting old, and no more breaking down. It's the completion of redemption for my body. Glorification is. It's not going to be as good as new thing. Like my dad had this thing where he would always, something would break because he was so stinking cheap. He always wanted to fix it because it'd be good as new. And duct tape can only make things, you know, he could do duct tape and nails and that was it. And nothing was ever as good as new. We're not talking about this as good as new. We're talking about it better than new. And for me, I like to think of it this way. It's going to be extreme makeover, but instead of home edition, It's going to be Extreme Makeover Danny Edition. I can't wait for glorification. The third reason I can't wait for glorification is this, because I miss my dad. The Bible tells us that to be absent from the body, meaning death, the soul, if you're a believer, is immediately with Christ in heaven. Which means if I leave here and I'm walking back and not paying attention and John Ranheim, in the blue marquee, the old man car, decides to hit me and I die, immediately my soul is going to be in heaven. But my body is going to be just a mangled heap of stuff. And then it's going to be buried. This means this. It means that there are a lot of bodies, including my dad's, that are waiting to be resurrected and united with their souls. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, show us that the dead in Christ are going to rise together. Okay, again, it's that whole corporate identity that we share, even in our glorification. We're going to rise together to meet the Lord. And I keep thinking about it like this. It's going to be like that. It's going to be that great family reunion that I can't wait for. And I don't know if it's actually going to work that way. I'm like, hey, Dad. But I can't wait because I miss my dad. Fourth reason. Because it's going to be awesome, and I like awesome things. Listen to these few verses. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29 says that those of us in the grave will hear Christ's voice and come out of the grave. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52 say a trumpet will sound, and in the twinkling of an eye will all be changed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 say Christ is coming down from heaven with a loud command, and we're going to meet Christ in the air. And I can't help but say, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, that is going to be awesome, and I can't wait for that to happen. The fifth reason that I can't wait for glorification is this. Because I'm ready to meet Jesus. I've been a Christian for 20 years, and I just wondered about him. What does he look like? What does he sound like? What is his resurrection body? I mean, I just can't wait to meet him. I want to be around him. I want to see him. If possible, I want to touch him. I can't wait for glorification. That was my fifth reason. And then the last reason I can't wait for glorification is because I like Glorieta, New Mexico. If you climbed Glorieta Bald, which I didn't, I can imagine that the view was beautiful. If you rafted down a river this week, I can imagine that you thought it was beautiful. If you walked around here, I can imagine you thought it's beautiful. But here's the thing. It's not perfect. Christ hasn't redeemed the earth yet. And in glorification and in His return, He's establishing the new heavens and the new earth. And I can't wait to see what that looks like as well. When I look around, I can't imagine it being more beautiful, but Scripture teaches that it will be. And if you want to look up a verse just to think about that, I mean, there's a lot in Revelation, which you'll hear about tonight, I think, but 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. I can't wait for glorification for those six reasons. I don't know how you think about glorification, and I just think it's going to be this great thing. How about that? I'm done. Let's pray. Father, we can't wait. And Jesus, we just ask that you'll return quickly. Pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let me grab your...